Ben, what have you seen so far out of spring camp, 2 days in? How are you feeling?
Feeling good. It's awesome to be back and awesome to be doing some plays instead of just out there conditioning and really just, you know, having all that conditioning come to work now and being able to show it on the field. And it's fun being out there with the guys and competing with the guys and competing with the offense. So it's been a lot of fun.
You come back as the leading tackler from last year. Talk about that linebacker group and really, you know, the strength of that group.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome having a lot of experience back there. And when we get on the field, it's really nice having everyone out there who knows how to control the defense. And that's kind of what we're trying to do is be some field generals out there. And it's the linebackers are the quarterbacks of the defense. So we're doing the best we can to lead by example and kind of get everything and everybody set up.
So far, it doesn't look like depth's going to be an issue, but obviously, you know, things could happen throughout spring camp and whatnot. But what do you feel about the boys that you have out there so far?
Yeah, I feel really well. First, second, third. I mean, spring ball is really awesome because it gives a chance for everyone to get reps and everyone to really learn from everybody. So it's really great having some of those third-string guys, having them out there so you can coach them up and even learn from some of their experiences as well.
With Andy coming in, you know, D coordinator, how do you feel about him taking control of the defense and what he's going to implement for you guys this year?
Well, it's been really nice, especially since he was our coach last year and still is. So we kind of have an idea of how he thinks and his mindset. And he's a very, very intelligent coach and knows, you know, just doesn't tell you what you need to do, but he tells you why and how and all those things, which are very important to somebody because it really, like, engraves it into your mind of what you need to do. So it's really nice having him out there already. It's really nice having him in our room especially.
Andy also talked about you guys are the relentless bunch. I mean, you want to hit hard, quick, so forth. So talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of our kind of words that we came up with as a group was we're ruthless. And so kind of ruthless effort, pursuit, and kind of just that humble aspect behind it too to where, you know, not really talking about it, just kind of trying to be about it.
You guys have lost some guys in the secondary and on the line. Do you feel that the linebacker group maybe not has more to prove but needs to really step up this year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, whenever, you know, one guy goes down, the next man goes up, in a sense, kind of, you know, D-line's a little younger, but we definitely have some leaders in that group. Sam McCaskill is a guy who's played a lot of football for us, and so, you know, he's gonna lead that group and already has and shown that he can. And there's some other guys that have gotten reps or maybe have been hurt. You know, Gabe Perez, who was hurt but has been here for a while, knows the program, knows the playbook. So though they're, you know, maybe not the first-string guys that were out there before, there's still a lot of experience there and makes it really good for us.
What's it going to be like not having Kamalea out there?
Well, Kamalea's a playmaker, but just like I said before, whenever one guy's out, the next guy comes up. And so, you know, we're excited to see who that next playmaker will be.